Harvey grabbed his suitcase and walked the four flights of stairs down to the lobby. When he came into the lobby, he reached into his pocket and pulled out a quarter and walked over to a bank of telephones on the wall. These were payphones, which in the 1980s was a phone where you could put a quarter in and make a phone call, before cell phones were invented. And Harvey picked up the first phone and put a quarter in.
Excuse me, we are sorry. This phone is out of order because you put in a quarter and this is Russia. You need to put in a ruble. Goodbye. Thank you for breaking our phone.
Harvey went to the second phone, and this time he remembered to pull a ruble out of his pocket, not a quarter. He picked up the phone, stuffed the ruble into the slot, and this time the phone rang immediately before Harvey even dialed.
Hello. Thank you for calling Aeronautical Institute of Moscow. For more information, please hang up and come to the Aeronautical Institute. Goodbye.
Hey, what is with the phones in this place? I tell you, none of them work. All right, let me try the third phone. All right, okay, I'll pick it up, put in a ruble. All right, at least I remember to put in a ruble. Okay, let me see. The ruble got stuck halfway in. I think there's some chewing gum in there. All right, let's try the next one, the fourth phone. Let's see what happens.
Harvey picked up the fourth phone. He stuffed in another ruble. This time, the ruble dropped.
Hello. This phone is out from order. If you put in more rubles, it will be in order.
I don't know. I don't like this trick over here. All right, let me put in another ruble.
That was better. Now put in even more rubles.
All right, another two rubles.
No, the phone is very, very out of order. Now put in two more, and then I think it might work.
This is some kind of scam over here. All right, forget about it. Excuse me, do any of these phones work over here?
Yes, the last one on the right, it works. You can use that one.
All right, okay, the last one on the right. That's the last phone. There's only one left. Let's see, it's my last ruble. I really hope this works. I davened, so it'll probably work. All right, put the ruble in. Okay, where's the phone number?
Harvey reached into his pocket and pulled out a crumpled piece of paper. It was a business card, which he had received from the taxi driver. The taxi driver who brought him from the airport to the hotel. Actually, it wasn't much of a business card. It was just a crumpled up piece of paper, and the taxi driver had written his phone number on the back of it.
Let me see the phone number over here. Okay, let me dial the number. All right, it's ringing. Okay.
Harvey got through to the taxi driver and told him something. And then he hung up the phone. He took his suitcase and stepped out the front door of the hotel with 45 KGB agents following him. Harvey walked down the street to the nearest subway station. And for those who are not familiar, a subway is a train station which is under the ground. And there's a set of stairs that actually go from the street down to the basement. And in the basement, under the buildings, is where the train goes. Harvey went down the steps with 45 KGB agents following. And on the way down the steps, there were crowds of people milling all around, and Harvey started yelling,
"Everybody look, just one me and 45 KGB agents. Ha, ha, ha! Look at that. It takes 45 of them to follow me. Ha, ha!"
Harvey got down to the bottom of the stairs where he started walking through the train station. There were huge crowds of people all over the place. It was very, very noisy. And Harvey walked through the crowds with 45 KGB agents following behind him. He walked as fast as he could until he reached the pole. When he reached the pole, he went around the pole, and all 45 KGB agents followed him right around the pole. Harvey continued to laugh at them.
Ha ha! Everybody look at these KGB agents following me! Ha ha ha! All right, everybody around the pole! Okay, yeah. All right, okay.
Harvey walked over to the token booth, where he reached into his pocket and pulled out a 5-ruble bill. He bought a token to get on the train, but all the KGB agents had forgotten to bring along money.
So you can't buy tokens, huh? Now you all got stuck over there, huh?
The KGB agents rushed over to the token booth.
We need tokens! Quickly, quickly! We have to have tokens to get onto the train! We have to follow him! We are KGB!
You are KGB? For you, we don't have tokens, okay? We are no more tokens. Sold out. Sorry, no KGB.
What do you mean? We'll get you in trouble!
Okay, I have tokens. 1 minute, all right?
In the meantime, Harvey was already getting onto a train. The KGB agents screamed frantically.
We have to follow him! Hurry up!
1 minute, let me see. Okay, I have here a token. How much money you have?
We don't have money! Let us on the train right now!
Alright, okay, you can go on the train.
In the meantime, the train had already pulled out of the stations and the KGB agents, really, really frustrated, ran over to the train, banging on the doors. But it was too late. The train had already left.